Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men again. Thanks for tuning in for another video this weekend. Today's video's got a little bit of tough love in it because I just read a comment from an old article I wrote 8 years ago, but it was a fresh comment. It was the same comment we get a lot when we write an article or make a video about the need for a man to become more secure in himself, more confident, more grounded, more calm, right? Just more overall okay. Get some mojo, get some swagger. Whenever we tell men this in a video or an article, inevitably we get a number of comments from men who want to call bullshit, right? That's the first line in the comment. I call bullshit. So in this recent article about neediness and why neediness can be a sabotaging behavior, it's a sabotaging mindset, sabotaging thought process for men in relationship with women, a committed romantic sexual relationship, often called marriage. Why is neediness such a problem? Because it is a turnoff, right? It is a turnoff for anybody in your life who is needy and clingy, right? Is kind of repulsive. They're repelling to you. So if we're needy around a woman, our romantic sexual partner, we will be repelling to them. Now that's a basic concept. But guys who comment in the article say, this is bullshit, man. When are you going to hold women accountable for being able to be with a man vulnerably? When are you going to hold women accountable for accepting a man's insecure needs and that we're not needy just because we want her attention, because we want intimacy, just because we want soothing doesn't make us needy men. I call bullshit, man. And the thing is, they're not wrong, right? You know, I like to deal in nuance here. Nothing is black and white. One thing that is black and white, though, chronic insecurity is not normal. And a lot of guys want to argue for their limitations. They feel chronically insecure, like the hummingbird analogy we use a lot, and they want to defend being chronically insecure. And they want to start holding other people accountable and making sure that women know the message too, and they need to be able to be vulnerable with men and allow men to be vulnerable. And then they start arguing this whole other thing to allow themselves to show up consistently as a chronically insecure and needy person. I call bullshit. I don't believe that neediness is normal. I don't believe that insecurity is normal. They may be very, very common, right? And you may think that because they're common, they're normal, and that's just the way it is. The common cold is normal, right? I mean, it's common, but it's not normal. That's sick. Cancer is abnormal. It's not normal. It's very, very common, but they're abnormal cells in cancer, right? So what? Just because it's common to feel insecure, common to feel needy, doesn't mean that it's normal and you should expect the world to bend around this common feeling that you have. We work with men because we want men to know that at your disposal is a sense of security. Not swagger in an alpha male kind of sense where you think you can beat people up and that you're better than anybody else. It is a quiet spiritual smirk to the universe that says, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm not being offended. I'm not being trapped. I'm not being insulted. I'm not being manipulated. I'm not being gaslighted. I'm not being emasculated. These are all the things that people who are insecure say. They think everything is happening to them. And whenever they feel insecure and they feel needy and they feel bad about themselves, they start blaming other people for making them feel that way. And then they'll make a comment in an article calling bullshit because they read something that makes them feel like they're not good enough. The last thing I want to do is make a video that makes you feel like you're not good enough. I want you to join the rest of us who know that while insecurity is common, no matter who you are, I have insecure moments, I have insecure thoughts, I have needy feelings sometimes. I'm not exempt from having those things. I just know how to think about them. And I don't hold the world accountable for making me feel better. I don't hold my woman accountable for holding me in her arms and soothing me back to okayness. She doesn't want a son. She doesn't want a little boy. She doesn't want to get naked with that guy. If I want to have a romantic, intimate sexual life with a woman, I have to understand the nature of that connection must feel more secure, more safe, more grounded, more predictable, more dependable and trustable. Those are all very mature words. It takes a very mature mindset. And it takes a man who's willing to say, although I have insecure thoughts and sometimes feel needy, I can own that. And when I own that, that's what makes me a secure person. Secureness is normal. You were born secure. You were born confident. You were born okay. Unfortunately, we learn a lot of fears along the way that make us start acting and thinking and feeling in ways that are incredibly insecure, and they end up being incredibly divisive and then incredibly unattractive. I work with men who want to say security is normal. I want to find my way back to the confidence, to the groundedness, to that spiritual smirk that I know I have inside me. So when things outside of you are happening, where you want connection and you're getting some crap from somebody, I don't care who it is, a kid, your wife, somebody at work, you don't overreact to external stimuli. You don't think they're out to get you. You don't feel like a victim. You don't feel trapped. You are a man with options. You know, all you have to do is be you. And when you are being a grounded, secure, amused, smirking you or in the world, everything else reacts to that positively. This is why I want men to know that getting rid of neediness isn't shaming you for having needy thoughts and feelings. It's wanting you to want something more, to want to be secure and want to see yourself as a man who's okay, no matter what the stimulus is, no matter what the event or circumstance, that I can deal with this and I'm okay. This is a form of leadership in relationship. And if you're in a relationship where you want her to be more secure and safe and more accepting of you, you will have to lead. You have to lead by being the energy that you want. You want safe, secure, connected, intimate. You want that? You have to be that. That's what we do in Good Guys to Great Men. It's what we do all day, every day, in our courses, in the Confident Man Retreat, in the round table, in all of these places, we help you figure out what is the thing that's keeping you from becoming that secure, confident, calm, grounded man that you know you have inside of you, except on those days when you feel a little bit needy. So I hope that helps you, brother. We're here to help. Let me know how I can help you. Take care. Bye-bye.